This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Chunkies. Come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Monumental Sports Network, probably the last few years, more people will recognize us than the previous, 25 years of our career. And a guy came up to me, and I actually had a little bit of a history with him. He was probably 27, 28 years old, and I was sitting there at lunch with my son, and he says, "Hey, I'm a big fan of the show. You always say that if we see you out and about,
say hello.
So he said hello, and we ended up talking for a couple minutes. His sister actually had played basketball with Kelsey, probably. Kelsey's 24, so 17 years ago.
Right.
So I knew him when he was like a little kid, and now he's a successful attorney, went to Duke. And,
very cool.
Was like a wrestler. So, yeah, it's always good when people say hello, so feel free to say hello.
All right, let's make a couple of these calls, actually, before we hit the skins. Got a bunch of people on the TRT. I'm sure they're all raving about it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jamal. I literally have never met a person that's on it that has said something negative about it. They freaking love it. Jamal.
Yo.
What's up?
I know exactly what driver's going through. So, like, a few weeks ago, I called my doc. I said, yo, I think I want to have my levels tested. I'm not motivated. I'm sleepy when I get home from work. All of the right things.
Right.
So he puts the request in. I get the lab work done, and everything came back normal. Every single thing came back normal. So
yeah, but you sound like, young. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Yeah, you're still probably a little young for it to really precipitously drop off.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was looking to get an edge just like Drab. You know, I got a lot of – I'm familiar with being in the gym all the time. I used to work at a gym for a part-time job.
Right.
I got a lot of stuff at home, but, I just don't have it in me when I get home from work to, get out there and get to it.
Right.
So the only thing that I've been able to do right now is I started intermittent fasting until I can get the motivation up to, to get back in the gym. So I've been doing that for about 3 weeks. I'm down 10 pounds.
Oh, good.
That definitely works. That definitely works.
Yeah.
So when do you eat your last meal at night, and then when do you eat the next day?
So right now I'm doing one meal a day. So I only eat dinner.
Oh, wow.
So
I skip lunch. Yeah, I skip breakfast. I skip lunch. I don't overdo it for dinner, but by the time dinner's coming, I'm like really looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. And if I happen to like I think Saturday, my brother bought lunch, so I didn't eat dinner that day. So that was a
what
a
about
long
in between? Do you stay away from like the Diet Cokes and the all the other stuff?
Yeah, I just drink water. I'm water for like 86 ounces of water a day. Like, I just
That's
all
pretty
water.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty disciplined.
10 pounds.
How
I like
crying,
it. Man.
Yeah. How's it helped you, Johnson?
I mean, I never really had that much of a problem with it.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
Every once in a while, I pop a blue chew, so I'm good.
Right. All right. Thank you, Jamal. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
All right. So there you go. There's some advice. I can say when I've done intermittent fasting before, I mean, it definitely is helpful. It definitely helped you lose a few LBs, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to James. James, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
what's up?
I'm listening to y'all in the morning.
What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to, just kind of a mixed bag. I've been on TRT for about 4 years. I turned 40 in a couple months. The first year was really great. I used an online health clinic. I had, like, all the normal symptoms, fatigue, no sex drive, lack of focus, all that. So I got my T levels tested, and I definitely had them low, but it wasn't low enough to where a normal doctor would have prescribed.
Prescribe,
it was,
right.
Like, just under 300. So I got on TRT. I felt amazing for about the first year. And then, you know, I got a little cocky and was like, hey, doc, I kind of want to pump my levels up a little bit. And that ended up messing with my estrogen levels. And I ended up developing gynecomastia. And after that happened, I got on an estrogen blocker. And then was on that. And I never felt the same for like the next 2 years. I ended up developing joint pain. I started having some brain fog again. So that was all through the online clinic. About 3 months ago, I was like, you know what? I was getting to the point where I wanted to come off of it because I had most of the symptoms still from when I first got on it, except I still had the sex drive. That's the only thing that never went away.
Yeah. All right.
So I started going to an in-person clinic to try and get it dialed in more because now I can get somebody in person.
Right.
I get more frequent checkups. But it's definitely not a, hey, let me take this injection real quick once a week. And then even then, if it's like, okay, well, now I need to get my estrogen, let me just pop a pill. It's not that simple. You definitely want to be very, very careful when you start.
So now do you have the gynecomastia like forever, or can you get that like under control?
It will take an elective surgery. I can get it off, and I do plan to have an elective surgery, but not until I'm confident my levels are where they need to be.
To be honest with you,
for everybody, like,
that's enough to nip it ever in the bud for me. Uh-huh. The chance that I can have full blown like C cups, that I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It just seems like a lot of
you would notice.
Hoops.
You would notice way before you got to C cups. I just, you know, I
know I'm being facetious, but I believe me, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, hey, hang in there, buddy. I hope you get it all figured out. Hope you get it all dialed.
Well, real quick, is he gone?
He hung up. Yeah.
I wanted to ask him if he had to do it all over again, would he have gone down the road? He probably would have stayed away, right?
Well, you heard you heard what he said. He upped it. He got cocky.
He did.
That's his own doing.
He screwed it up.
Not the TRT.
I agree with that. But who knows what? I don't know.
Believe me, I've been reading about. There's millions of guys who say it's life changing. They've been on it for a decade. Never felt better.
Right.
The guy who I put you in touch with has a clinic, so that would be the legit route. But I told him even before I connect him with the drab, I was like, there are radio rules, there are clients, you got to go through the right channels.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, Junkies. Finally, a topic I could really call in and give you guys some inside scoop on. So I was lucky, maybe 4 years ago, I had a doctor who she put it all together. I was depressed, I was gaining weight, and then when I told her I didn't care if I had sex again.
Right.
To check my levels, and she's like, you know, I should have caught it the year before at around 420. I was around 250. One thing you guys should all know is what the medical field has done towards men trying to get testosterone is awful. You have doctors who will be like, oh, you're a 300, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
She told me you should be between 800 and 1100.
Mm-hmm.
And she started me on the treatment. And first, you won't notice anything right away. Your first month, maybe you'll not be as depressed. Second month, you won't need coffee ever again. And third month, you think you're 18 years old and you just hit puberty and you're loving life.
That's what the driving is looking
away.
For.
So now she moved away. And my new doctor she thought my levels were too high and that I was being over-medicated. Wouldn't give me the same prescription.
So you know what you do?
Nothing you need to know.
Fire the doctor.
Well, even better. But here's the other thing you should know. Your insurance companies, you have to find the fine print where they say they'll pay for it. Almost call them out on it. But I'm a D.C. firefighter, and I'm telling you, I saw another firefighter I graduated the academy with 20-some years ago. Mm-hmm. He was ripped. I was like, what's up? He showed me his website. I told your guy the website off the air. And I've been buying what I need from them for years. It's all legit. And they even want HGH, and they teach you and tell you everything you need to know. You should do your own homework and study. But these clinics that charge all that money, like if you have insurance, you can go get your own test and check your levels. Doesn't cost a lot. And really what they try to sell people is these levels that aren't real. This first doctor, she was amazing.
That's
why my dad, that's why my 70-year-old father still does construction, because his levels have dropped 1 or 2% or points every year since his 40s. So if you were at 1400, you drop 1 or 2 points a year. 30 years later, you're not down to 300.
Gotcha.
But it is amazing. I gave him the site, and I didn't want to put it on the air. Maybe why not? I mean,
so it's changed your life.
We'll do it. We'll check it out.
It's changed your life,
thank
though.
You, Mark.
Good.
Yeah, of course.
I have no idea about testosterone levels. When he first said 250 and 400, I honestly was thinking, he went from 400 pounds to 250.
No, he's talking about levels.
Were you thinking
levels.
That too?
No,
I've seen my son's. My son's was off.
I don't know
charts.
What my levels
above.
Would be, but I knew he was talking about levels, but I think my levels are probably pretty low.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm I have pretty active
You're probably,
drive.
You probably
I feel
do.
Like mine would be a minimum average for my age, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother mocks me. My brother says, he says your levels are pathetic. You don't even know it. Just from being old.
Right.
You know? So, it could be true. Who the frick knows?
I mean, we'll be 56 next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's winding down here, guys. It's winding down.
56. Okay?
It's like the end of the run. All right, got a few more at bats.
Yeah,
you know, it's about it. Extra innings, maybe.
You know. I was in Italy with the 75-year-old who's walking faster than everybody else there.
Yeah, well,
and he's not on TRT.
Yeah, that's the exception, not the rule.
Mountain life, I guess. A lot of walking, a lot of hiking.
Can we hit the Skins next?
I thought that's what we're doing here. We got Coach Brent Pry coming up a little bit later. He'll join us at 8:40. Luke Thomas on the big UFC deal with Paramount. That's at 9:45 here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
On the jump. All right, let's hit the skins, EB. Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, guys, a lot of interesting things going on yesterday. They sort of quietly made some moves. They made moves with like eight different guys. They released defensive end Vilami Fehoko, cornerback Alan George, and their fifth-round draft pick last year, former safety, now linebacker Dominique Hampton.
That's the big one.
Hampton, just whatever reason, they liked him. They said, he's a great guy, just couldn't find a fit for him, and they were playing him at linebacker. Seems like the kid from UCLA surpassed him.
Madrano.
So to give him a shot, and maybe being picked up elsewhere, they could cut him right now.
That's your first Peters whiff, in a way, even though it's a fifth-round pick. We're used to that with Ron Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
Draft choices not working out.
Well, mentioning him, I'll kind of toggle between the two stories. He picked Jamin, right? And there's an article out there. The word is that Jamin, who was on a couple teams last year, he's with Green Bay and Minnesota, is now with the Jets. He's impressing with the Jets. They say, again, it's
preseason. You're still hoping he's going to be unlocked.
Well, they say he was their highest graded player, according to PFF. He got an 83.3 in their first preseason game. He had a sack, he had a run stop, no missed tackles. They've moved him to weak side linebacker so he doesn't have to like think as much. He doesn't have to do the play calling.
You just go after guys.
I guess. And they say in coverage, he wasn't even challenged. I remember when the clips of him coming out of college, he was in coverage a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows his athleticism. So I'm not surprised that he might find a place where they could find a way to utilize his talents. So let's see if it continues. You know, it's one preseason game, whatever. But the early reports are they think they may be penciling him in as maybe the starting weak side linebacker. Who knows?
It really is amazing that all of Ron Rivera's first round picks, Chase Young, Jamin Davis, Jahan Dotson, and Emmanuel Forbes,
none of them
gone.
On the team.
They're gone. I think as far as I know, they're all still in the league.
What are the odds of that?
I think Jahan is still, right? He's still in camp with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his spot could be tenuous. And then Forbes, I mean, who knows? Is he still with the Rams?
Believe so.
I think so.
Yeah. Somebody put out their video of Ron. It's just like last week, just trolling Ron. I think it was like a I hate Ron account.
Right.
And it was just.
You loved it.
And it was, I don't follow it, but it just showed up on my feed. And it was just Ron driving around in a car. And he's talking about, man, if Forbes drops, then we're going after him. He's a playmaker. You know, he was just hyping up Forbes. And, God bless him. Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
But, in hindsight, it's like laughable.
His college resume, though, had all those interceptions and pick sixes. And
it
didn't work out.
And in Ron's defense, he probably cut 10 videos like that for their
social, different guys.
Yeah, for their social team, so they can put together a draft.
That might be true.
A draft video.
That might be true. But I mean, ultimately, he put his ass on the line. And he picked them.
I know. But I'm just saying that video, that specific video, he probably did one for Christian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They released Fehoka, Alan George, and Hampton. They placed tackle Lucas Nying. I think he had an ACL. And Seymour on the reserve injured list. Then they signed cornerback Isang Bassey, linebacker Duke Riley, and corner Antonio Hamilton Sr. to the active roster. Again, early moves. There's still got 100 guys in there. You know, who knows what this means? But they're shaking things up a little bit after the first preseason game.
Yeah, I think Nyang is out for the year.
I think so.
Yeah.
They have a... Riley was a former third-round pick by the Falcons in 2017. He's played in 124 games, so he's got some experience. He's obviously an older guy. Today's going to be an interesting day where they do their burgundy and gold scrimmage. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Yeah, he's splitting up the teams.
Splitting up
the
teams. He's having different guys coach. I think Tavika is coaching one side. Joe Witt Jr. is coaching another side. And he kind of highlighted in his press conference that this is something he's kind of promised to his staff that, they have succession plans in place for people when they get opportunities at other places. And they're also going to give them opportunities to do things that will help them succeed at the next level when they do move up. So, some of the coordinators and whatever will get an opportunity to, like, do the whole thing, all the prep, all the decisions on the sideline, everything. And then the guys, you know, it gives them an opportunity to make plays. It's not just going to be offense versus defense. They got it all split up, right? And it's going to be, I guess, a controlled scrimmage, kind of like their own, whatever they call those practices, joint practice.
Which coach got Jaden?
It's like an inner squad.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Starts at 9 o'clock.
Tavika, I don't know.
Or do you think they did a snake draft?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did a draft. I know when Stevie was at Marist, they would do that for the red-white game. It would be a big deal. So in the fall, they do a red-white game, same thing, football, whatever. Yeah. And the coach, the assistant coaches, one would coach one team, one would coach the other, and they would draft the players, right? And so I remember one year they made a big deal that Stevie was the first draft pick or whatever for the red team or whatever. You know, it means nothing, but it was kind of fun.
And they play the white team.
Yeah. And they do that in the fall.
So that starts at 9. That'll be interesting to see. I don't know how long it goes. I mean, are they playing many quarters? Or are they just doing a certain amount of plays?
I don't know. It's going to be like a controlled practice or whatever, those things. But anyway, it's something, Keim said that it's something they used to do a lot more, you know, a lot of inter-squad scrimmage. But, you know, we had D in here last week, and certainly during his regime, they've cut down on a lot of the hitting and stuff. So I don't think they're going to be taking him to the ground. Mm-mm. They can maybe hit and thump and thud and all those different words that they use. But I don't think they're going to just, like, be flying out of there like missiles taking guys down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know Quinn's going to be looking at the execution and the penalties.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's why I say that getting smashed in the first preseason thing might have been a good thing for them.
Especially because it's your backups. You know, deep down it's your starters. But you can use this
to
really emphasize being locked in, et cetera. I agree with you. I said it, too. It could be a net positive. We'll see. Jaden Daniels, I don't know if you were able to find this clip, but Steve Young, I think, was on the Dan Patrick Show. And I didn't see the whole show, but I saw the clip. And at one point, Jaden Daniels' name comes up.
Generally have this ability. That's the filter for quarterbacks. How many quarterbacks you see when it gets tight and they're, oh my gosh, and then their game gets smaller. They don't do as much. Their athleticism starts to disappear. Their mind starts to speed up, and they can't process the way they did. And some people are just built different, and he's built that different. You can see it. And in today's game, he is the ultimate prototype. He is threatening the line of scrimmage every play.
That's the money quote right there. He is the ultimate prototype.
And that's from a Hall of Fame coach Hall of Fame quarterback. Who was a dual threat himself.
Who was very similar, you know, in a lot of the things he could do. I think people sleep on how great Steve Young was. Because, you know, his window was smaller. Played in the USFL.
Sat behind Joe Montana.
All that
spectacular
stuff. This is not coming from me. So don't put this on the HTTC crowd. Please, Lou, don't write this up as EB said this. Or, you know, Mar, don't screw me with some
who
weird...
Don't
kill the messenger, okay? I'm just reading this. And by the way, for the record, I do not believe this, okay? Eric Bickle, EB, on the Junkies, does not believe this story. But somebody out there made a prediction. I'm trying to see who exactly it was. It was enough that Sporting News wrote about it. Oh, I think it was Bleacher Report. One of their Bleacher Report guys is predicting when they do their roster, final 53-man roster, Austin Ekeler getting cut. I do not see that scenario playing out at all. Like, literally 0% chance.
Find that hard to believe. He's one of their veteran leaders. They intentionally brought in Wagner, Ekeler, Ertz last year as leaders.
Right.
And for the most part, they produce. Now, Ekeler was concussed 2 times last year, so he missed a bunch of games, but I thought he was productive when he played.
So they say, their rationale, I guess, is that it was kind of a disappointment in their eyes because he only played the 11 games or so because of the concussion and other injuries. They say, in their opinion, that the results were mixed, only contributing 733 yards and 4 touchdowns. They think... that because of his age and, you know, the kind of money, I guess, that they're paying him, that they could, in their minds, they could easily replace him with a guy like Bill and save $3.4 million in cap savings.
It's possible. So, look, I don't know what
for the record. I do not believe that is going to happen.
I believe
the chances of that happening are zero.
I agree too.
Yeah.
It's possible, but remember, part of the reason he came to Washington was Anthony Lynn. As far as I know, Anthony Lynn is still part of that staff, so I got to believe Lynn, who was his head coach with the Chargers,
I've also heard Cliff rave about him.
Right.
How much he loved, like, recently.
Yeah.
Like, they love him. So I just don't see that happening.
And why wouldn't they have already released him? And why wouldn't they have played him in the first preseason game to see what he's got?
It doesn't make sense.
I think he's the number two.
Yeah. To me, it was just shocking.
Yeah.
You do whatever you want. Write whatever you want. Write whatever you think. I think that's fair. It's fine. I just don't see that as a realistic possibility. So the McLaurin stuff is getting interesting because, I mean, you're just not hearing any movement. And I'm telling you, this became obvious to me a few weeks ago. From my opinion, I could be certainly proven wrong today. You know, next minute I could be proven wrong. But that the Commanders just don't appear to be, they're not going to budge. They're going to maximize their leverage, which is you're under contract, you need to play, they're not going to budge. They're going to force him to, you know, dare to blame the ankle or, you know, whatever he wants to do, hold out, like actually hold out. And I think he's going to have to play on his current deal. And I think that's the way we're trending.
I read that report from Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, and he says they're not getting any closer.
They're not any closer. Terry is dug in. He and his guy are dug in, and I understand that. I respect them. The Skins are dug in.
Yeah. Terry wants DK Metcalf money. They say, no, you're Cortland Sutton money.
Yeah, I mean, and we all know they're holding age against him, and that's, you know, that's fair. If you look at the trend, he thinks he's an outlier. I actually think he might be an outlier, but until you are, you are. And listen, we've talked about it many times. If Jamar Chase has to go out there and play on his deal, why wouldn't Terry? Right? So when did they reward Chase?
In March, the following year.
At the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Terry's going to have to play on this sucker. And so when's he going to come in?
That's what I'm saying. I wonder when Terry finally says, okay, they're not going to budge. We're not budging either, but I can't miss any more playing or practice time.
He's got to be smart about
I wonder when he's going to say that.
You know, let's say they're offering the Cortland Sutton money, which is, you know, obviously significant life change. He's already got life changing money, but let's say they give him $24 million AAV or whatever, and the guarantee is only like say 45 or 50, way below what he wants. You're really going to gamble that you're going to stay healthy and you're going to have another big year, and that a team going into your 31st season is going to really reward you more than that? It's a big gamble.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big gamble. But, you know, you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. I still love Terry as a human, and I think he's a great kid. I just wish we would resolve it one way or the other.
Can you explain the Terry-o-meter to me? I missed out on this during the vacation. I can understand it graphically, but tell me where Terry is and why.
All right, so this is the likelihood of Terry, I guess, being there for day one, right? Game one. Is that what it was, Drab? The likelihood of Terry being there on week one.
Yes.
And this is Cakes' version, because Jason and I kind of said all along, I'd be stunned if he wasn't there in week one. But Cakes is a little more open to the idea. He started, I think, at 80%.
Maybe 85.
Okay. And then after last week, right? Or what was it? Was it the controlled scrimmage? No, because they played on like a Thursday night or whatever the hell they played.
They played Friday.
Night. Did they play Friday?
Yes.
So it wasn't before. It was he bumped it up the preseason game.
I think maybe after the controlled practice where all the reports were that Jaden looked great,
struggled.
You know, but the receiving, there's just no top end threat.
Right.
It's been pretty obvious, and I think it was obvious in the scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
So he put it as a little bit more likely, actually.
So he's giving Terry a little more leverage.
That's what sort of the conventional wisdom is. I don't think they're going to budge an inch if he's coming in. If he holds out, it's going to be devastating to his, and doesn't show up and starts blaming his ankle and plays like 7 or 8 games, that's going to be devastating to his leverage next year.
What I wanted to ask you, so I was gone for 7 shows, gone for 9 days. And obviously the Terry McLaurin situation is basically in the same spot. Has the fan reception of McLaurin turned? When I left and he was signing autographs and seemed like 100% of the fans were on Terry's side.
Yeah, but our polls never indicated that. That was our sense. But if you remember, even when you were here, the poll, again, they're online polls, whatever, do it during the show. But, you know, get maybe 1,000 people, 1,500 people, whatever, respond to it. And they were like, yeah, 40% for the team. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't overwhelming, all in, even though I think everyone...
But are more fans turning on him in a way? He's beloved.
I don't think they're turning on him. I think they're just saying, hey, you got to, you know, you got to get in there, or you got to, they don't want to overpay him.
Right.
They love you, but we don't, it's like...
Nobody's angry at him.
Your kids. You love your kids, but I can't reward you for this, you know, for whatever reason. I can't buy you a new car just because I love you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can't buy you a Beamer just because you graduated high school or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to earn it. So I think that's kind of what it is. And it's just becoming pretty obvious to me that these guys, they are not budging.
Doesn't seem like it.
They're not budging. If they budge, it's going to be very, very, very little.
I still remember Jason.
24 to like maybe 25 million. Like maybe you could squeak out another million, which by the way is $1 million.
That's $1 million bucks, yeah.
You know.
I still remember Jason trying to get that off the record question from Dan Quinn. He wanted no part of it.
Yeah. Because certain guys will play along with Jason. Right. You know,
he didn't want to. Yeah,
like
he
Rizzo
didn't want to
would
about
play
it.
Along. Like if you said, hey, off the record, Rizzo would tell you because he trusted you.
Yeah.
But Dan doesn't really know us.
No.
So
he's nice about it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if it was just Dan and I talking in the corner, it was just us,
possibly.
He may have given me something, but since there were other people around, including Flame, and there was your daughter. Well, my daughter was there, but there might have been one other, might have been
media
chick.
Guy.
Was it chick? There might have been one other media guy. He wasn't budging on that.
Right.
He had no interest.
All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up in an hour, Coach Pry is going to join us from Virginia Tech. Big season for Coach Pry and the Hokies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Coming up in an hour, Coach Brent Pry, head coach of your Virginia Tech Hokies, will join us. Jason mentioned earlier.
Just from afar, Jason, what kind of record, and I know it depends on who you beat, but like what kind of record ultimately does he need?
Oh, I would think he needs 8 or 9 wins. Certainly has to go to a bowl.
Are they set up for it?
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on there's so many new bodies. I mean, they lost some big guys. They lost Tootin. They lost Jalen Lane. You know, they lost a bunch of guys in the secondary. Mm-hmm. They brought in a new a transfer receiver, Donovan Green, from Wake Forest. They brought in three new running backs. One from Bowling Green. He was the leading rusher at Bowling Green last year. Braden Bennett was the leading rusher at Coastal Carolina. It's just their quarterback has to stay healthy, and they brought in two new coordinators. Let's see how much better their offense and defense is. I don't know. I really don't. I mean, the schedule ain't easy. They got to play South Carolina mm-hmm. down in Atlanta, who's mm-hmm. ranked 13th preseason with a great quarterback, and then they got to play Vanderbilt.
You keep saying preseason. Do they call it preseason? It's regular season.
He just means before
preseason,
conference
before league.
Before
I'm saying the rankings are kind of preseason.
Okay, preseason rankings.
Yeah. And then they play Vanderbilt, who they lost to last year. So I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. There's a lot of question marks.
All right, so we'll talk to Coach Pry coming up
in an
hour.
But let me say this. Pry did say he loves this roster. He says this is what he kind of envisioned when he took the job, this type of roster.
Also, we have a little announcement coming up at 8:25. You don't want to miss that. But right now, let's do a little Junkies Blitz. We're getting closer to the NFL season. Fill you in on what's going on. Just a couple of tidbits that I want to get into ESPN's power rankings about the next 3 years. So you can kind of think, if you haven't seen the article, where Washington would fall in terms of how they have come up with these rankings.
I haven't seen it. So they're projecting.
They're projecting which teams are the best organizations right now, including quarterback situation, roster, front office, coaching staff, everything, and how they're positioned, not just for this year, but for the next three seasons.
I feel like we're great at almost everywhere, except they're going to hold being an old team against us, you know, as we fill in those guys.
We'll get to that shortly. I just wanted to come up with, give you a couple tidbits around the league. You know how Shedeur Sanders got a lot of criticism for his speeding tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it runs in the Browns family. Myles Garrett was pulled over for speeding just hours after the preseason win against Carolina, driving 100 miles an hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The thing is, he just did this, recently. We flipped a Porsche, and he had told the organization that he was going to dial it down.
Yeah. This happened at 2:01 in the morning, Saturday, in Strongsville, after the team landed from Charlotte. So he did vow to down after flipping his Porsche.
Oh, I was thinking he was out at 2:01, you know, out at restaurant or bar, but he was coming home from the trip.
Right.
Okay.
I will say this.
He just wanted to get home. He was tired.
There's a viral clip of Shedeur going up to him during the game, the preseason game, and he's kind of saying, hey, Miles, would you have gotten, you know, would I have gotten past you with that, like, spin move or whatever I did? And he goes, no. Right. He goes, no way. He's a nice move, but no way. But it was a nice, playful clip, and Miles kind of taking him under his wing. It was nice.
We spend a lot of time talking about Terry McLaurin's holdout. In Pittsburgh, they're dealing with Cam Hayward, who apparently is not opposed to missing games if the team fails to meet his contract demands. He is a hold-in during training camp due to this contract dispute. When asked if the contract stalemate could potentially evolve into a regular season holdout, Hayward did not rule out the possibility. He said, there are definitely options out there that could reflect that.
I don't know
that Terry has said that, but it's the playbook, right?
He's got 2 years left on his deal, I believe. Is that what you said?
I didn't say that.
Yeah,
but
I think he's got 2 years left. He's making $15 million per.
Hayward was a first-team All-Pro last season.
He's currently 22nd amongst interior defensive linemen as far as annual salary.
I understand guys in their last year wanting to restructure, and I understand if you feel like you're underpaid, but you did sign the contract, and when you got 2 years left, for me, that might be a line. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bridge too far. I understand a year, but 2 years, you probably got to get out there and play.
All right, so Ben Solak, Louis Riddick, Aaron Schatz, Seth Walder, and others came up with what they call the NFL future power rankings.
All right.
Projections for all 32 teams. This covers the next three seasons. As I mentioned before, they look at the quarterback situation.
Quarterback, we're golden.
The roster.
Roster, they're going to take it. They're going to knock us for being one of the oldest teams in the league.
The front office.
Front office they're going to like.
And coaching staff.
Coaching staff they're going to like. So I'm going to say we're going to be like top four or five.
All right, who do you believe is number one position the next three seasons?
All right, slow down.
I'll say
maybe the Ravens.
Philly.
Oh, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
Reason for hope, they say, over the past few seasons, no team has made better personnel moves than Philadelphia. Its young core is also one of the best, and the Eagles' propensity for signing early contracts means they can actually pay all of these guys. Okay. Reason for concern, Nick Sirianni revamped the coaching staff in 2024, and the benefits were amazing. They had the number two scoring defense and, of course, won the Super Bowl, but he says, what concerns me is the depth along the defensive line with the departures of Milton Williams and Josh Sweat via free agency.
Okay.
Number two, Valdez's Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Overall score, 92.1.
I mean, they got Lamar. And they got Lamar. Harbaugh. And the front office is well-respected.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Only reason for concern, Lewis Riddick points to the offensive line's ability to continue to drive the dominant force that is their rushing attack. Got Derrick Henry. He had a fantastic year last year. Number three is the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bills come in fourth. The Lions fifth. These are the familiar teams.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of surprising at number six. They've got the Packers at number six.
Wow, I feel disrespected. First of all, I feel like we should be ahead of the Lions.
It kind of goes back to what you said, though. I mean, I can give you the rationale for the Lions.
They're holding the roster against us because we're old.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Packers are the NFL's youngest team, or they were last season.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a good quarterback. They have a good coach.
They do, but I put quarterback above all. And I feel like our quarterback's better. And I feel our quarterback's better than Goff, too. So, but that's okay.
He is.
Where do they have us?
Number seven, EB.
Okay.
No.
No, they don't have them at number seven. They've got the Broncos number seven.
Oh, I mean, it's disrespectful.
They like Bo Nix.
Disrespectful.
They like Pat Surtain.
Whatever.
Eric,
whatever.
I don't understand the Lions thing. The Lions are a young team.
I know, but
they just drafted really well. I mean, and they.
I'm not saying they're bad.
Of course, they're not bad. They just went 14-2 or whatever.
He's just.
I'm just saying overall when I look at it.
I know because you like Jaden
better.
Yes. I know, but it's you know better than that.
No, but it's also the other factors. It's not just roster. They're looking at all the factors. I like our coaching staff. I like our. That's part of.
But
what
you
they,
have the oldest team in the league.
I understand that's the one knock. But the other parts, I think we're right at the top, right up there.
So
then he also likes the fact that head to head. They beat them.
Smashed them.
Yeah, smashed
them. We humiliated them.
At their place.
Yeah. Denver's offensive line.
It's fine. You can make that argument. I'm not saying you're crazy. I like us over them. I like us over the next 3 years, I like us over the Packers.
All right. Denver's offensive line is ranked one, so that's part of the reason they're seven. At number eight, the Houston Texans.
Yeah, that disrespectful.
At number nine.
Go ahead.
The 49ers.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders come in at number 10 with an 83.2 score.
Yeah.
A low B grade.
Yeah.
They jock Jaden.
Yeah.
But the reason for concern is there is no greater concern for me than the skill position qualities surrounding Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders not at anyone on the roster who can come close to providing the kind of impact that wideout Terry McLaurin has on the offense, and Daniels specifically. Which makes that strategy that they're taking regarding McLaurin's contract more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The new ownership has made every correct move since taking over control, Lewis Riddick says, and now they must get Daniels better targets.
I will say that's a good point because
they knew it from the beginning.
They point out that the three top receivers are all going to be 29 or 30. So they've got to kind of develop the younger guys. We'll see if McCaffrey steps up. We'll see what Jalen Lane does. But that would be a concern.
Right, do you think this is a fair ranking? 800-636-1067.
I mean,
you've got the Packers. You've got the Broncos. You've got the Texans. You've got the Lions all ranked ahead of Washington.
Over 3 years.
For the next 3 years.
Meanwhile,
Washington has Jaden Daniels in a rookie contract.
Yeah.
Got Adam Peters. You got Dan Quinn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. It's fine. I think that it's a lot easier to find complementary wide receivers and other running backs and other sort than it is to find the quarterback. We got the most important piece.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. What do you think about these ESPN future rankings regarding the Commanders? 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.